KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and breezy, 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny and windy today, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman has issued a report on persons who have filed nomination papers in advance of the November 3rd elections for city offices in Cass County. In Anita, Ben Doffenbaugh has filed for mayor. In Cumberland, incumbent Nancy Virginia Coughlin filed for re-election. Also in Cumberland, incumbents Sandra Eversall and Scott W. Becker have filed for two seats on the city council. In Griswold, Carmen Sorensen has filed nomination papers to run for one of three seats on the city council. In Lewis, John Mosier has filed to run papers for run for mayor, while Leroy Easter and Marvin Bradfield have filed for one of three seats open on the council. In Messina, incumbent Mayor Linda Reinecke has filed for re-election, while incumbent Kevin McCunn has filed for re-election to one of three seats on the city council. In Wyota, Stephen Havens and Jim Fisher have filed papers to fill two seats on the city council in Wyota. And here in Atlantic, incumbents Dana Halder, Chris Jimerson, and Linda Hartkoff have filed papers for re-election to their current council seats. Persons wishing to run for elected city offices in Cass County have until Thursday, September 17th, to file nomination papers with the Cass County Auditor's Office. A Council Bluffs woman has pleaded not guilty to charges of sexual abuse involving a 15-year-old boy. 26-year-old Jessica Pritchard was arrested July 23rd in Alliance, Nebraska, and charged with four felony counts of third-degree sexual abuse involving a minor and four counts of dissemination and exhibition of obscene material to a minor. If convicted of the charges, Pritchard could face up to 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. The charges stem from an alleged relationship between Pritchard and a 15-year-old boy this year. The police report said that on the advice of Pritchard's husband, the victim's mother searched her son's cell phone and found inappropriate text messages and pictures from Pritchard. The mother then took pictures of the text messages and emailed them to herself. She turned the photos over to the Council Bluffs Police Department on July 16th. According to court documents, during a meeting on July 16th with the teen and his mother, the teen told police that he and Pritchard had sexual relations different times in different locations. The 15-year-old said he often told his mother that he was going over to Pritchard's home in the 100 block of Frank Street in Council Bluffs to watch Pritchard's daughter, but in reality was going over to have sex with Pritchard. The report also states the 15-year-old allegedly pursued Pritchard and that Pritchard also allegedly had sex with the 15-year-old's brother, who was not a minor. The teen also said that he was never forced to do anything he didn't want to do. Pritchard moved to a town in Nebraska July the 9th with her husband and daughter. A warrant for her arrest was sent out, and she was picked up in Box Butte County, Nebraska, near Alliance on July 23rd. The woman was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail and remains held on $30,000 bond. Yesterday, her lawyer turned in Pritchard's written plea of not guilty. Her trial is set to take place October 20th at the Pott County Courthouse in Council Bluffs. That date happens to coincide with Pritchard's 27th birthday. An investigation into a sexual assault that allegedly occurred Sunday in Stewart has resulted in the arrest of a man in Des Moines, according to the Stewart Police Department social media page. Officers from Stewart went to Lutheran Hospital in Des Moines Sunday night to follow up on an assault that allegedly took place earlier in the day on Sunday at a motel. Corey Drake was subsequently arrested in a 3,000 block of Garfield Street in Des Moines on felony first-degree kidnapping and first-degree sexual abuse charges. Drake was being held in the Adair County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Police in Creston say a resident of that community reported last week she was the victim of a phone or mail fraud scam. The woman said the incident occurred over a period of time spanning from August 1st through September the 9th. The loss was estimated at $950. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce has announced that it's partnering with the Atlantic High School and several other community-minded organizations and businesses to start the Silver Cord Program in Atlantic. That's a graduation incentive program to promote volunteerism in the Atlantic area. Atlantic High School seniors who volunteer a minimum of 200 hours throughout their high school career will graduate with a Silver Cord and be eligible for a $500 scholarship provided by the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. The program encourages volunteer opportunities with all civic organizations and will benefit the entire community. Wida Weimer, Executive Director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, said they're pleased to partner with the Kiwanis Club of Atlantic. Their generous donation will allow the Silver Cord program to utilize the online resource volunteerspot.com. VolunteerSpot is an online tool used for volunteer signups, scheduling, and management. Weimer says volunteer spot will be beneficial to the students involved in the Silver Cord program and the entire community. Everyone will have access to it through www.atlanticiowa.com. The Chamber of Commerce will hold an educational meeting tomorrow beginning at noon at the Rock Island Depot at 102 Chestnut Street. The purpose of that meeting is to introduce the program to any civic organization or business interested. The meeting will also teach the organizations and businesses how to use volunteerspot.com. It's open to any civic organization in the Atlantic area. Call the Chamber at 243-3017 to book your seat or email the Chamber at chamber@atlanticiowa.com. Well, there was a changing of the guard for the Atlantic School District's Board of Education Monday night. New board members Allison Bruckner, Keith Swanson, and Jenny Williams were sworn in. Josh McLaren was elected as board president, and former board president Christy Pellett was elected vice president. Olivia Newberg, secretary to Superintendent Mike Amstein, was elected treasurer, and Mary Beth Fast was re-elected to the board's secretary position. Prior to the new board taking their seats, the retiring board, consisting of Dennis Davis, Phil Haskell, and Rod Hartwig, were recognized for their years of service and provided with a plaque. Christy Pellett made the presentations. First up to receive recognition and an award was Rod Hartwig, who had served for the past 4 years.
And the district appreciates the contributions he's made through his board service. Rod has been committed to board learning and evaluation, improving student achievement and opportunities for students. He's used his business skills for financial oversight in the district and took an active role in the TLC committee. On behalf of the board, I want to thank Rod for his service.
Next came Phil Haskell, who's been a member of the Atlantic School Board for 13 years.
5 of those as board president, and Phil's been a role model in his commitment to board learning and student achievement. He's been an advocate both right here at the board table and at the state level with legislators. His leadership has guided the district through numerous initiatives, the hiring of superintendents, and the renovation of school buildings. So we want to thank you, Phil, for your service to the Atlantic Community School District.
And finally, Dennis Davis was recognized for his 29 years of service.
There are very few organizations that are lucky enough to retain a volunteer with that commitment level. Like the two other gentlemen, Dennis has always been quick to ask, is it good for kids? And if the answer was yes, then he was always quick to say, let's find a way to support it. Dennis has asked the tough questions when they needed to be asked, and he's always expected accountability. Dennis has earnestly served the district in many leadership roles through numerous changes in education, superintendents, and board teams.
And Pellett said she called the Iowa Association of School Boards to ask who the longest tenured board members were in the state. Unfortunately, she said that they don't keep records of that nature.
But they did say when they switched over to digital records, if that gives you an indication, there was one or two that started their service in the 1970s. Dennis started on the board in September of 1986. And Angie told me there were a few that started in the 80s. So she says, I can safely say he's in the top 10 of longest tenured board members to serve.
That shows you how old I am.
Afterwards, Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein thanked each of the three retiring board members for the work that they have done. Rod Hartwig welcomed the new board and challenged them to keep in touch with the directors, the district school principals, to learn about the programs and process involved with education. Haskell said he'll miss the experience because of the support the district and education has received from the community. Dennis Davis said for him, the board has come full circle with the election of Dr. Keith Swanson because Davis replaced Swanson on the board 29 years ago, and he had this piece of advice for the new board members.
Listen before you speak, because the guy told me years ago at my first board convention, he said, for your first year, just be quiet and listen because you don't know anything. And I kind of kept that in the back of my head. There's a lot of work involved, but listen and talk to people.
The new board then proceeded with business and decided to change the date and time of board meetings and work sessions from Mondays at 7:30 p.m. to the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month at 5:30 p.m., effective September 30th. The news brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.